Welcome to the last session of the performance project. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking this ride with me. I hope you are going forth with new tools, new ideas, and some new perspectives. I hope you've made some new friends and maybe feel more connected with your horse and with yourself. Putting it all together sounds like we should be able to wrap this thing up and tie it up with a bow. But as you know, life doesn't work that way, and neither do online courses. You might still be confused about some things, and you might feel like you're in the messy middle in some areas. Maybe you're on your way to achieving the goal you set 6 weeks ago, or maybe things have happened and you've had to pivot. In any case, you are right where you are supposed to be. You are not behind. You have not wasted any time. You've learned what you were meant to learn. Here are some tips for moving forward. Have the courage to claim your vision and be willing to add to it as you evolve. Remember that setting a goal is more important than actually achieving it. This does not make your commitment any less powerful. Once you've set out on a path, you'll be amazed by what you achieve, whether it's what you set out to accomplish or not. Be willing to make mistakes, to fall and to fail. Brené Brown says it's not the places where we are perfect that connect us. It's the places where we are imperfect. Imperfections are reminders that we are all in this together. Rely on strategic thinking and creativity rather than willpower to make shit happen. Rely on strategic thinking and creativity rather than willpower. Get your own needs met so that you have more to give. Walk into a room and ask yourself, who do I want to know? Your inner coach is the voice of your true wisdom, your ambition, and your passion. Listen. Simon Sinek says that people don't buy what you sell, they buy why you sell it. Even if you're not selling anything, knowing your big why will inspire others and your horse to trust you. Be your own BFF. Be your own best friend. You get to choose what you believe. Don't believe everything you think. Emotions are meant to move. Let them. When you're working on overcoming fear, have a plan that allows you to blow the balloon up slowly and carefully. Don't get in a hurry and blow it up so fast that it pops. Remember that action precedes inspiration. Don't wait to be moved. Go. I'm going to leave you with one of my all-time favorite quotes. This is by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Sending you off with love, I hope our paths will continue to cross.